Hello and welcome to another session of Open House here at Community Media, South Central Pennsylvania. I am Frank Kozak, the president of Adams County Tron Limited, and I am thrilled today to have with us Julia Chain from the South Mountain Partnership. Julia's been there for 5 years
now.
The organization has existed for some 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
So just to start off, Julie, what is the airspeed velocity of an African swallow?
That is not in my wheelhouse. we joke sometimes at the partnership that we know someone who knows the answer. So I feel like I know a bird person who could answer that for you, but it's not me.
Oh, okay.
But I know someone, which that'll come up throughout the we know people.
24 miles an hour.
Okay, just great.
Unladen,
yeah.
Flight. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, let's turn to something a little more serious and pertinent. The South Mountain Partnership. I'm curious to know about what you do, how you do it. All your partners, what you accomplish. So for starters off, for those of you that don't know about the South Mountain Partnership, how do you introduce the organization?
Yeah, we're a really interesting blend of traditional and non-traditional functioning, and we work with a lot of different partners. So that'll come up a lot today as we talk. But a conservation network we view as a lot of people coming together because they love a shared place. So for us, our two leaders of the conservation network are the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, who I work for. We're a nonprofit who are really dedicated to this landscape. The Appalachian Trail runs right through the South Mountain, through the Michaux State Forest, the heart of our region. But our other really big partner in launching our network is DCNR, the Pennsylvania Department for Conservation and Natural Resources. They have designated conservation landscapes across the state. So there's eight total. We're just one of eight. For example, if you've heard of Pennsylvania Wilds or the Kittatinny Ridge, those are also conservation landscapes. So thanks to their designation, we work in a public-private partnership between DCNR and the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. So we compete for funding on a yearly basis, and thankful to the support of the conservation landscapes to operate our program. And then we bring all of our local partners in to that dynamic.
Okay. And again, what did you call the eight different?
Conservation landscapes.
And how did you meet the criteria to be selected for that, say, elite group?
It's a great question, because they're not totally statewide. They're kind of speckled along the states. So what is in the secret sauce of a conservation landscape is a core of public land. So for us, that's the Michaux State Forest. And then really high ecological value, which we know that we have here in the South Mountain. We're a really high ecologically important region because not just of the confluence of our mountains, but also we're a migration highway. We've got incredible trout streams that you know a lot about. There's a lot about us that's worth protecting. And then the last part of that sauce is the local people who really care. So way back when we got started 20 years ago, there were conservation groups working in the region that wanted to take an active role. So that is kind of the criteria that puts a conservation landscape together.
All right. Now, I mentioned you're a resident, long-term life resident. It's got to be very like a passion for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a four-county region. The South Mountain Conservation Landscape is in Adams, Cumberland, Franklin, and York. Unfortunately, I've lived not in Adams. I've lived in Cumberland, Franklin, and York County. So I need to get out here to Adams County and spend a little bit more, or at least have a long-term residence here to make it all the way around the region. But I currently live in Northern York County. But grew up on a hog farm, actually, first off.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And as an aside, you are a farmer, I guess
you
could say that?
Yeah.
A farmer?
Yes, yeah.
So digression, but tell us a little about your
Well, farm. I think it's a confluence of personal passion and what I do for work. It's fun to spend time in the evening putting those best management practices into play. We do rotational grazing and do everything we can to have a very regenerative agriculture approach at home.
Okay.
So I sometimes bring some of that to work, and other times it's you know, a nice unplugging escape too.
Yeah, sure, okay. Well, the partnership, 40 partners. Tell us about your partners, and how do you manage or interact, coordinate, communicate all that with 40 different partners?
Yeah, and so we often talk that we work at the rate of partnership, which can be slow because we want to bring everyone along and we want our work to be informed at the grassroots level. So the formation of the South Mountain partnership is that we are committee-based. We have committees that take our general sort of strategic operation, our leadership committee, kind of like a board in a more traditional setting. But then we also have committees that stand up our programs, our grants, our events, our communications. And then we bring out ad hoc committees when needed. We stood up a solar work group a couple years ago. I think large-scale solar, I'm sure you can remember, in Adams County, came to be a real pressing issue. So we got a working group together of those partners and got a model ordinance and some different resources put together through that collaboration. Our partners are a real wide variety of types of organizations. We really value the relationships we have with each of our counties. Their planning departments are core partners of ours, so each of the four counties serve on our leadership and some of our other committees as well. But then we have all kinds of interesting and non-traditional partners, folks like the Adams County Trout Unlimited. Anyone can be a partner where it's completely open. There's no cost to be a partner. By being a partner, we work, we sort of agree to work towards the similar goals of protecting and preserving the South Mountain region. We promote events and activities that our partners are having. We meet a lot of new partners through our grant programs as well and supporting conservation on the landscape. We have private business owners, you know, photographers, all kinds of partners that come together and support us.
Okay. Key question, how do you manage all that?
Well,
and you run a farm.
Yeah. So it's not me alone. So our the South Mountain team consists of our director Katie
right.
Hess,
yep.
And she couldn't be here with us today, but she's a really key member and has celebrated 10 years working at the partnership. So we have a really deep appreciation and love. And then DCNR also helps support our initiative. We have an internal lead from DCNR. His name's Tyler Semder, and he brings a lot of capacity to our initiative. We communicate with our partners a lot via email. You know, these days the computer is a great way to get people together or quick Zoom calls. But we also really try to meet and spend time together to deepen those relationships.
So you're on the road quite a bit, it sounds like, then?
Yeah, you know, we try to get around the region as much as possible. I said I lived in Northern York, so going to Waynesboro would be kind of like the opposite axis of the region for me, but it's fun to go.
But it still seems like a lot for three people. And that's, do you have volunteers that pitch in?
Yeah, so those committee members are all volunteer, and they really strongly help us steer the ship of the partnership. So, for example, our program committee helps our events and our grants. So we offer a mini-grant program called the Community Impact Grant. Our partners, our program committee, takes the time to assess the grant every year, look through our process, make sure that we're being as accessible and purposeful as possible with our grant making, helps us advertise, get that out there. Then we have a review committee that reviews and scores the grants. Okay. And they also, you know, our program committee is also in charge of making sure that we have relevant and timely speakers. Just at our previous last two meetings, we've been talking a lot about data centers. Mm-hmm. And our program committee was able to connect us with speakers from Virginia and other local experts to bring that value to our partnership.
Right. Well, I have to comment, the great impact you had on Adams County Trout Unlimited several years ago with the mini grant, if I may say a word, it was $13,000.
Yes. Yeah.
And with those funds, we were able to start to expand a riparian buffer along Conewago Creek just south of Biglerville. I mean, to date, we've now put in probably close to 400 trees and shrubs. That got us started, that money's from there. We eradicated or start the eradication of acres and acres of invasive species, which is wonderful. And then we put in about a 60-foot long sediment control device with those funds.
And you know what's really unique about the work that you did is, I appreciate you acknowledging the impact of our mini grant, but we were just such a small part of that, and it's so, we're so lucky to have partners that take, you know, our funding or our assistance, and it becomes this gigantic ripple effect in the pond of influence because they can do so much more and are putting so many more dollars into the grant funds. Since we started our grant funds in 2009, for every dollar we've spent, the local community has invested $2.50.
Yep.
So it's really, you know, we're happy to play a small part, but it's great to see what happens.
And the last part that we did with that grant money, I have to make a plug, we installed or created a 900-yard walking trail at, we call the Ziegler Mill Road access site. It's at 420 Ziegler Mill Road, again, just south of Biglerville a bit. 900 yards through the woods. We have three or four teaching stations along the way for tree identification, for riparian buffers and invasive species. So again, have to make the plug. If you like to get out and stretch your legs a bit, I'd encourage you to take a visit.
It's a great place to visit. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yep. Not a bad place to fish either.
No.
Okay. So that's how you operate. You email a lot, communicate a lot. You're traveling around quite a bit. The partners, how often do you engage them? I mean, there's so many. You have these committees. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're traveling across the region. You've got all these committees. You're working with DCNR. I'm just curious from a business standpoint, how's that all coordinated and kept in one place with you staying sane?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Well, that's a good question. So one of the ways that we work is through a strategic plan. So that really guides us. And we'll talk a little bit more of our state of the region later, but that's another sort of strategic planning document we have. So our leadership committee and all of our committee members contribute to a strategic plan that kind of sets up our goals and our focus areas. And we're just actually in the process of updating it. So at our last partnership meeting that all partners were invited to, mm-hmm. we had a facilitated session to have more than 100 people give impact on our strategic plan. So that can be messy, but we really really like the results of knowing that our work has been proofed at the local level and is meaningful. So we're taking all that feedback right now and coalescing it into a smaller strategic plan. But having that strategic plan to guide us helps make sure that we stay in the boundaries of what is valuable for the region. But we also want to stay flexible. That's another thing that's important to us. We try to reserve time for unexpected things. Data centers, for example, are something that are up and coming, and or the solar conversations that we've had a couple years ago. You can't always anticipate those current events.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we want to be responsive.
I'm just curious again, because I'm interested in strategic planning myself. How often do you update your plan?
Yeah, we've been going for it every 5 years. Okay. And our state of the region, we also plan to update on a similar basis. We are really committed to our strategic plan. Our committee members will tell you, we spend time quarterly going through a list and saying, how are we doing? We actually put little emojis, red flags, green thumbs up, or a yellow middle thumb, just to kind of say, okay, this is going well, this is an action area. So we really try to stay engaged with it. We don't just put it on a shelf.
Well, you can't. I mean, a key part of strategic planning is execution, right?
Right.
A lot of organizations,
exactly.
they plan, but they can't execute. If you're sitting there and you're monitoring your performance, that's you're way ahead of the game.
Well, we try to make it as fun as possible. Yeah. We sometimes turn it into games or, we try to keep it lighthearted. But, yes, we return to it as often as we can.
You have to, So you've done a lot, many things. What are some of the key things that you're most proud of that you've accomplished within the region?
Yeah, so I'd say I'm most proud of our partners. I think we can take credit for just getting people together and getting ideas flowing. Our work really shines through the ripple effects of the impact of the whole partnership. And a really good example of that is State of the Region. We may talk about it a little bit more later, but here's Smokey with one of publications that we put forth. But State of the Region was a research project. We had all of these partners. You have our visitors bureaus, you have county planners, you have clean water groups, you have Trout Unlimited. How do all those people see the same vision going forward, because they each have their own priorities, whether it be water or air quality or transportation. Everyone's bringing a different need to the table. So we really wanted a way to look holistically at all those things together and feel like we were paddling the same boat. So State of the Region is a health report of all of those factors. So how many trails do we have? How impaired are our streams? What's our water and air quality like? And so through the process of putting together this report card, everyone was able to see their work in it and see where they could kind of find a niche that worked well for them. So when we launched State of the Region, it was the first time that as a whole group of partnerships, we kind of all settled on one direction. And we feel very proud of that. And I have to give our leadership committee and Katie Hess full credit for that. That idea and the process, we modeled it after a state of the environment that Berks County had done. And we also have mapping and detailed data behind these recommendations that kind of inform, so we can take that data to a challenge and know how are we doing in this particular area or where do we really want to priority conserve land. And it can inform our decisions for, 5 to 10 years.
So when you say data, give us some examples of the type of data you collect, and then who manages it, who interprets it?
So we are planning to update the data at every 5 years, but just collecting the data, we learned a lot. We learned that our data was out of date in a lot of ways. For example, the Natural Heritage Inventory is a behind-the-scenes mapping system that figures endangered species of plants and animals and then uses that survey data to inform things like DEP permits.
Okay.
So when we were going through the research for State of the Region, we discovered that that data was more than 20 years old. And as you can imagine, 20-year-old data on where you know, a bog turtle might live could be...
It might have moved.
Yes, exactly. It might have moved. And so we were really you know, stunned to find that there were these opportunities to update our data. So one of our first implementation projects of State of the Region was working. All four counties contributed financially, as did we and DCNR, and we were able to fund a full update of our whole four-county region to the Natural Heritage Inventory, which means that those permits and that planning data is now going to be up to date. And we worked with the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy on that. So that's an example of some of the data that we uncovered. But please check out. I'll make sure that the link is you know, attached to this video, because we've got really in the weeds data on everything from how many of us are able to get to a park or trail mm-hmm. easily, how many impaired streams
so,
we have.
So your volunteers are, or not volunteers, your partners, your volunteers are going out in collecting this data? Is that
so
accurate?
For the Natural Heritage Inventory, we worked with Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. They sent scientists out to do survey. We also collected from the public. So we did ask our partners if there were places that they were aware of that these species or plants or animals may be living.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you had actually scientists going out.
Yes.
When you talk about collecting data in other, over a broad spectrum of media and organisms, you've got the expertise to do that.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just dumbfounded by that type of partnership relationship with that expertise.
Well, it goes back to your hummingbird question. I don't know. I don't know the hummingbird, but I know someone who does.
Yeah, and I mentioned the passion you have, but then the people that are contributing to this have to have a similar passion for the region. Yeah.
We sometimes joke, we have a little support group. We call it the topophiliac support group. Topophilia is the love of a place, kind of suffering from loving a place so much. So we have a little happy hour where we invite our partners to come hang out.
Can I be a partner?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Right. Yeah. Our next one is, I think we're going to meet up at Big Hill. So it's a good time. And we do recognize that we all really do love, the passion is a double-edged sword. It can, propels us forward, and then it can also wear you down. So we do our best to have some positive, you know, support for each other that way too.
And then moving on to the funding master, you mentioned funding. What are your sources of funding?
Yeah, so we compete yearly for funds from DCNR, Pennsylvania DCNR, through their C2P2 grant program. Mm-hmm. So each year we put together an application that talks about what we'd like to do for the year. Part of that funding we use to re-grant into the community through our community impact or mini grants.
Okay. So are there any other sources, or is it really dealing with DCNR? And
yeah, that's our core, it's our core source of funding, but we are in the process of diversifying, so mm-hmm. we have other sources as well, but that's our strongest.
Okay.
We, for example, started fundraising in the community, mm-hmm. and were able to fund private money grants called Flex Grants, mm-hmm. which is great because bigger grants, they come with, I'm sure you've administered our grants, and I'm sure others, that come with a lot of strings.
Yep.
So we have these Flex Grants that are $1,000 to $2,000. Mm-hmm. Anyone can apply. There's no match. You don't have to be a formal mm-hmm. organization. It's an easy application. We really want to be accessible to the community.
That is key. Recognize that I've been burdened with but you get grants, and all this paperwork that you have to do. Yes.
So we are trying our best to diversify our funding and bring new funding to the region, too.
Yep. And were you at the Spree, participating in the Adams County Spree?
You know, we did not, but I've heard our partners between you and then also the Land Conservancy of Adams County, I think, participates
in
that.
Yeah, it's been wonderful for us as a fundraiser. Yeah. So I encourage you to look at that as well. Yeah. So the population out there. A couple of questions. What do they see that you're doing? What are they going to see, recognize, say, that's maybe because of the Salt Mountain mm-hmm. Partnership?
Well, one of the places that I often see our work is hiking or walking at sites, and if there is an interpretive sign, mm-hmm. there, you know, maybe 5 out of 10 times our logo is on the bottom having funded that interpretive sign. So I always love being out in the community and finding something that we funded in a previous project. It's always a fun discovery. But that would be a physical manifestation of our work. But what I hope that you will see is just a cohesive interest in trails, spending time outside, and there being an investment in the region. We really love and care about this place. The other thing that we want to do is brand. Our home is special, and we know that we're facing change. We know that development and other pressures are coming at us, and so our goal is to protect and preserve the things that you love about our about this shared home we have. So when you see, you know, maybe it's the thing you drive by every day on your way to work or get coffee, that particular farm field that you really care about, that's all part of the South Mountain region.
Okay. So it's touching everyone in the region in many ways that they don't know.
Yes,
so
right.
And that's a key reason you're here today to kind of get that message out.
Yes.
Okay.
And we get a little stuck sometimes in our, you know, silo. So it's this is a great opportunity to talk about our work.
Okay. If people are interested in participating, pitching in, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways to get involved. So it kind of depends on your interest. If you like getting your hands dirty and getting out on the trail or, you know, planting something, we really encourage connection with our partners. On our website, we have a partner directory. So if you can kind of figure out what you're interested in, if say you like fishing in Adams County, we know a guy that we'd like to introduce you to. But if you're interested in some of that more strategic planning and participating in committees and, you know, helping the behind the scenes aspect, we love to have new volunteers on our committees. They're fun. We invest in spending time together and enjoying one another in addition to getting the heavy work done. So come volunteer with us. Come to one of our events. That's another great way to get involved with us. Each year we host 3 regional events, and those have timely and interesting speakers, great food from the region. We try to be in local places that embody the spirit of the area. So our next big event is October 2nd. It's going to be here in Adams County. Okay. We haven't quite settled on our location, but that'll be our Power of the Partnership. We're celebrating 20 years as a partnership, so we're excited to get together and have an extra special gathering.
Okay. And I'm not sure if it came up on here, but your website address?
Yeah, it's the southmountainpartnership.org or southmountainpartnership.org.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. And maybe we can make sure it's linked in the bottom of this video when it's published.
Do you want to show some of these
videos?
Yeah,
absolutely. We just have some of the beautiful South Mountain region here. This is in Pine Grove, Furnace State Park in Cumberland County.
I think I fished there.
Yeah. This is a walking tour that we were on there. Yeah, here's some more Pine Grove. This view might look familiar. Just a couple miles from here, coming through Adams County in the Fruit Belt.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, folks walking and enjoying their time. There's some little fish for you. Those are a little too small. Yeah. And then here you can kind of see the breadth of our partners. Okay. When we have meetings, we're usually at between 80 and 130 people, and just lovely folks who really care a lot about this work and are all doing great things.
Great. And I commend you and Katie, the head of this. And again, I just emphasize that getting your hands all around this has got to be a challenge, but you've done it. Very nice.
Well, we, like I said, it's not alone. We love to work in the partnership method, and it really causes all of us to have to be creative and work in new ways and be flexible and find out sort of the best way to slice the pie when there isn't, you know, a lot of time or capacity all the time.
Yep. So looking ahead, maybe 5 years down the road, where do you see the organization?
Yeah, so the state of the region that I was telling you about, we left that project with some recommendations. Some of them were easy to implement right away, like that we needed to update the National Heritage Inventory data. We were sort of able to do that and check that off the list. But there's some bigger, more audacious goals on that list that are going to really propel us 5 and 10 years into the future. One of the ones that we're working on now is a regional trail coalition. So we're studying the feasibility of connecting our trails, especially our shared use trails that you could hike or walk, bike, maybe connect your community. Maybe you could take a trail to get to the grocery store. That would certainly be, I would love to do that. So we're assessing the feasibility of connecting some of the trail systems in the South Mountain region and how the best way to facilitate greater connection and more trails would be. And then we have so many wonderful hiking trails in the Michaux, the Appalachian Trail. So we also want to understand how communities access and can support both managing recreation on those sites, not overpopulating, but also loving those sites carefully. But then we're looking at other really even bigger goals. Wildlife corridors is something that we're just starting to talk about. The concept of connecting the ridgelines, if you're familiar with North and South Mountain, mm-hmm. how do plants and animals live throughout the valley here, and what's the safest way to connect them? I'm sure you've been driving and you've almost or may have unfortunately hit a deer.
You know, I've been close.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. What can we do to make sure that populations of animals are safe and humans are safe too, through dedicated greenways across the region? But that's a big concept that we'll all have to work together on for many, many years.
Great goals, though. Yeah. I mean, outstanding goals for our community.
It's fun to see where we could go together.
Yep. And if you had to leave the audience with one last thing, unless you would like to add in other things that I haven't addressed, what would you like to convey to them?
That's a great question. I think that as someone who's lived here my whole life, we easily get used to it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place full of rich resources, and it's also home, and it's also the commute. It's also the, you know, busy day thinking about 10 million things other than the place that we're in. So I think taking a moment to recognize what's so special about our home is something that we could all take 5 minutes, you know, this weekend to do. Mm-hmm. You know, what's a view or a place that you just really love? What's a restaurant or a cidery place or an ice cream shop that really is special to you? If you were bringing someone into the area for the first time, what would you want them to see? Because I think sometimes, you know, we go on vacation to these beautiful places, but mm-hmm. but we live in a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And then by having that love and respect and reverence for our home, mm-hmm. we can then invest more together in keeping it that way and figuring out what we do want to protect for our future generations to enjoy.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's great. It's been fun.
I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you come away with a sense of the great contribution that the South Mountain Partnership is making to the region. You may not see it every day or realize it, but it's there. It's making, in my opinion, all of our lives better. By just having this focus on conservation, recreation, environment, agriculture, with a collaboration of individuals that really care. So Julia, thank you very much. I'm thrilled you've been here and look forward to seeing you again.
Well, thank you, Frank. Thanks for all the work that you do out in the region. This has been really fun. Thanks for having us.
Great. Thank you.
All right.